We are back for another edition of Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. Today we feature a dumb birthday game from July 7th, 1996, the title of which will be The Raccoon Report. Why? Because it just may be the most exciting thing you'll hear during this game. The show begins with some talk about Dragnet. Norm gives some details and mentions a funny tidbit about one of the show's characters, and then it's on to the game. The players: Kathleen and Milton, Cheryl from Weymouth, Jeannie in Hyde Park, Sid Whitaker in Traffic, with said raccoon in the road down in Norwell. Carl Stevens, by the way, will be covering that live. And Tom Howie, producing and playing in studio. It appears to have been an odd night on the phone so far, and even though Norm spends hours of prep getting ready, he has lost interest in the game before it has even begun. The birthdays: Ringo Starr, Shelley Duvall, the very angry and possibly dead Vince Edwards, Doc Severinsen, Giancarlo Menotti, Jessica Hahn, the fashionable Pierre Cardin, and Sid's years of French does not pay off. What? Joe Spano from Hill Street Blues, and nobody can picture his character, Lieutenant Goldblum. And we close with Charlie Louvin. Louvin. He should have stuck with his real name, Charlie Loudermilk. Other heart-pounding moments during the episode. Norm went with the girl named Kathleen. She was a twin. He spent time snuggled up on a rumble seat with her during a raging snowstorm. Any day that you're alive is a great day. Norm pleads with the callers to win so he can get the junk out of his house to give his prizes. There's a pre-Olympic intensity to this one because it's a tryout for the dumb birthday game Olympic team heading to Atlanta. You can feel the sparkles. There's mention that we were working on a Best of the Dumb Birthday Game album. Jeannie the Purring Stripper? And give a bored and lonely Sid a call at Star 1030 for the BZ Cell 1 phone force. We hear a promo for Looking at the Law with Neil Chayette. And we close with an exciting AccuWeather forecast and some lottery numbers. I can barely contain myself. Episode 94, The Raccoon Report, crosses the road to your ears now.
A lot of interesting people born on this day. I guess I'll see if there are a lot of interesting events that had on NBC Radio. This was on radio 1949. And of course, it became a TV series in 1951. And again in 1967, later was made into a movie with Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd. I remember the NBC Radio, the radio show, because I was a big fan of that at the time. And, you know, the low-key way they have of talking. Jack Webb at that time had a mother who was part of the plot. He lost a mother when they went to television. They never referred to his mother again. But she would talk like the rest of the cast would. He would come home for lunch, and she would say, what was it? His name was Friday. What was his first name on the show? I've forgotten now. Isn't that awful? Because they're still doing reruns on that. Anyway, she'd say, son, how'd you like some of the soup? I just made some lovely soup for you. It's got dumplings in the middle and everything, and they're not cooked too harsh or anything. They're just the right flavor. It's the kind of way you like them. Try them. Try the dumplings and the soup and try the soup, son. I mean, she would just talk that way. I got to find a copy of, I know they're available, of the old Radio Dragnet series, because that, the fact that it was on in the late 40s, television already had arrived. That was one of the later shows. So anyway, that'd be kind of fun to hear, wouldn't it, eh? Anyway, we have Kathleen, who is in Milton, who will be playing the game with us. Hello, Kathleen.
Hi, Norm.
Hello. Have you played with us before?
Oh, a long time ago, at least a year.
Oh, I'm glad to have you back again.
Glad to be back.
What's been happening over the past year that you want to brief us on?
Oh, nothing much. Done a little traveling, been to Hawaii.
Oh, that's nice. Very nice. Okay, we have Cheryl, who we talked with a little while ago. From Weymouth, who's with us. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi. I think his name was Joe Friday.
Joe.
On Dragnet.
Yeah, that's right. Joe Friday. That's right. Joe Friday. That style was so distinct, everybody used to do imitations of it. including the theme music and all of that. But I've got to get the radio show and play back that little excerpt where he talks with his mother.
I don't remember that.
No, it was radio. His mother never showed up on television. He dumped her when he got to television.
That wasn't fair.
That wasn't fair at all, Cheryl. And you're right. And you're humanitarian and a lovely person. We have an all-woman panel here, apparently. We have Jeannie, who's in Hyde Park. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Oh, I just got good news tonight. Last night.
Oh, share it with us.
My friend got on the Bonanza game.
I'm sorry, what's that again?
The Bonanza game. She got a letter in the mail for the Bonanza game.
I don't know what that is.
No, like the lottery.
Oh, the Bonanza.
Yeah.
Bonanza, is that what it's called? Oh, that's the new game, isn't it?
On Saturday.
Okay, is that the new one?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not new. They have it every Saturday. That's like the big game they have on TV at 7 o'clock.
Listen, why should I not know about that? I've been given the lottery numbers. Is that the... That's part of the regular lottery. Is that correct?
Yeah, she has to go the 20th. They called her. She got a letter in the mail. It says, be there the 20th. And I wish her a lot of luck. Her name is Mal.
Her name is what?
Mal. M-A-L.
Oh, Mal? Is that her name?
Yeah.
That's short for something.
Marilyn.
Mallorin?
Yeah.
That's an interesting name, Mallorin.
Well, I hope she wins on the Bonanza game.
Okay, that's the Bonanza game. Now, that's strictly television. Now, you can't buy tickets for that particular lottery.
Yeah, it's on about 7 o'clock.
I see. Okay. Well, she must be just so darn thrilled.
Oh, I'm happy for her.
Well, I'm happy for her, too.
I hope she wins a lot of money.
I hope she wins a lot of money. I hope she shares it with you.
Well, we'll go out to dinner.
Oh, she's going to take you out to dinner if she wins. What kind of prize do they have on that?
Oh, well, they have, like, different games. I think they have, like, three different games. And you got to win or you can lose. You win or lose.
Most games, I think that's usually the
what happens.
No, but, I mean, what do you win? If you win, do you win, like,
well,
a big...
$200,000.
Yeah.
Well, I hope she wins that.
Yeah, but if you lose, what do they do? They'll give you a little water pistol or a Halloween mask or something to make you feel good.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Well,
okay, let's bring in, Sid Whitaker, who's our traffic guy, will be playing the dumb birthday game with us. How you doing, Sid?
Pretty good, Norm. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, it's it's quiet out here, if you can believe it, for quarter after 3 on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, you think that, boy, that the highways would just be jammed with people. And excitement would, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think the big thing this hour is a raccoon in the road down in Norwell, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Maybe we can get Kyle Stevens to go out and cover that for us.
Yeah, that's a big breaking story.
Breaking story, I know.
Right.
Well, anyway, the big breaking story here, of course, during the next hour will be this dumb birthday game, which I think, I tell you the truth, I think I've lost interest in already. But we'll get going with this. But actually, there are a lot of fascinating people who were born on July 7th. And Tom Howie is, of course, playing the game with us. Tom is a producer here at WBC
Radio.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, glad to be a part of another segment.
Another segment, and this is another winner. And I would think that, I don't know, I'm just so proud to be part of it, too. Okay, let me turn to the big birthday book. I've got so much data here and everything, so much information, because I spend nights, hours, day after day, compiling stuff and getting stuff ready for these moments that I'm on the air. Thank you very much. I'm glad you all just jumped in with such great enthusiasm with that. I'm glad I brought that up. Okay, today is the... birthday attend. I have bad feelings about all of this.
Yeah, tonight has been very, very unusual.
It's been an unusual night. That's true. This is Ringo Starr's birthday. You guys excited? Everybody excited about the fact that it's Ringo Starr's birthday?
Oh yeah.
What happened to Ringo. All the ladies? There are three women there. What are you guys doing? Are you comatose? Did you all go into a coma?
We're listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Ringo Starr. The drummer, the singer, and the actor was born Richard Starkey in Liverpool, England. I think you probably all know that. Met the Beatles at the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany, while playing with a group called Rory Storm and the Hurricanes.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting? I thought it was really fascinating. Factoid. But obviously the women are back into the coma stage again, and they don't really care. I know that has some significance, but I'll be damned if I know what that is. Did one of you hit the button on your phone?
No, I did.
You did.
Genie.
Oh, Genie! If you could not do that again, I would. That would be really nice. In August of 1962, Ringo Starr replaced Pete Best as the Beatles' drummer. He's married to Barbara Bach, and is a grandfather. It's kind of hard to imagine any of the Beatles. See, you younger people would probably imagine it, but I was around when they were just kids starting. To imagine Ringo as a grandfather, I just have to go, "Who? Really?" His biggest hits were Photograph, written by George Harrison and Ringo, and You're 16. Ringo also sang lead on the Beatles' Yellow Submarine. He received an Emmy nomination for Shining Time Station. You know, are you familiar with that? Any
yes.
Yeah?
It's
yes.
A kid show.
That's the kid show, yes.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's right. He's on public television.
Yes.
As a little, kind of a little tiny person.
Little conductor, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He and the comic George
Carlin also.
Carlin also plays a conductor, also the little miniature guy. I had in another book, because I have tremendous informational sources from all over the place, all kinds of things, and it mentions that the how come they call Ringo Starr Ringo when his name is Richard Starkey. Why Ringo? Do any of you know the answer to that?
No.
See, this guy, he's been well known for a lot of years. No, I wouldn't have known either, except it says he was nicknamed Ringo by his mother because of his mania for rings.
Huh.
Isn't that just so fascinating?
That is fascinating.
That is really fascinating. Okay, Ringo Starr, let's start with you, Kathleen. How old do you think he is?
58.
Okay, 58. And what do you say, Cheryl?
51.
Cheryl says 51. Jeannie?
53.
Okay. Okay, what do you think, Tom?
I'll say 53 also.
You'll say 53 also. Okay, and Sid?
Norm, I'll say 56.
He'll say 56, and you know what? That is exactly how old Ringo Starr is
56.
Today.
56.
That was just a wild guess, was it?
Indeed it was, yeah.
Well, indeed, you were right on the button, yeah.
Norm, you know what? That's the... I have to take this moment to sort of congratulate myself, but that's the first right answer I've had in like the last month or so that I've been playing this.
Oh, so you've been going zero for...
If you remember the past 3 or 4 weeks there, I've been rolling zeros every night. Yeah. So I finally got one on the mark.
You know, I suppose if you say so, that's probably so, but I don't think of that you in that way. I think of you as... one heck of a good traffic reporter.
Gee, Norm, thanks. That really means a lot to me.
Yeah, and I'm glad it does, but I don't think of you as just a dumb birthday game loser. See, you and I kind of wish you wouldn't think of yourself in that light either, because that brings on really terribly low self esteem and you'll be a bore to be with.
Well, I learned from the best, Norm.
God love you. Okay. Shelley Duvall also has a birthday today. Shelley Duvall, was that the kind of a yay, sensual kind of pleasure thing? Okay. She's an actress. Of course, she was born in Houston, Texas. She played Olive Oil in Popeye. She was discovered by director Robert Altman. She also appeared in Roxanne, Brewster McCloud, Nashville, and The Shining. Is she a particularly attractive lady? Is that why you made those
sounds? I could identify with her, and I know who she is. I don't always know all these people, and, you know, I know her.
Now, how do you identify with Shelley Duvall?
Oh, well, it's not that I identify with her personally. I just, you know, I recognize her, and, you know, a lot of the, it's not always that I recognize the people immediately. I have to, you know, kind
of,
once we go through the theme of things, then I realize that who this person actually is.
Oh, I see. By identifying with her, you mean you know who she is.
Yes.
You could have said that much more simply than all these other things you just said, but I understand, son.
Thank you.
Because I have several sons who are kind of vocal like you are, too, just kind of ramble on. I don't have any sons at all. I don't know why I said that. Okay, let's start with you, Sid. What do you think? Shelley Duvall.
What is the
name of that other actor? His name is Duvall also.
Who's Robert Duvall, I think.
Pardon me?
I think it's Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall. Yeah, Robert Duvall, yeah. Whose first role, as I remember, was in the movie they made from the Harper Lee book with Gregory Peck, who played a lawyer in the South, and it had to do, birds were in the title.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
That's right. He was supposed to kind of the madman. Oh, he didn't turn out to be that way at all, but kind of living in a haunted house. Remember that next to it, and the kids would go on the porch and make funny noise and then jump away because they thought this guy's going to come out and destroy them. And it turned out to be a very lovable, gentle kind of man who was more frightened of people than they were of him. Why am I telling you all this? That has nothing to do with him except his same last name. Sid, what do you think of Shelley Duvall?
51,
okay. And Tom?
I'll say she's 45.
45, okay. And Jeannie, what do you think?
48,
okay. And the lovely Cheryl, what do you think?
43.
All right, and Kathleen?
42.
Okay, now comes this magic moment. Are you all excited about this? Because now I'm going to reveal her actual age, and this is where you find out whether you won or not. So this must be a trying moment for you all, is it?
Oh, yes, yeah.
What a bunch of phonies. No, you don't mean a word of any of that. She's 47.
She's 47
years old today. And Jeannie said 48.
Yeah.
Let's see if anybody said 46. Nobody said 46. You were all very close. Anyway, Jeannie now has one correct answer, and so does Sid. And we go to Vince Edwards. He's still alive, I think, is he? He didn't die recently. Some of these people have got the nerve to die on me in between the time these ages are printed and now. And I didn't see him on the Associated Press list, which is the one that's out every day.
Right.
That usually indicates living or dead.
Yeah. And then it says, like, orbit next to it.
No, yeah. Well, very often it will be that. Not orbit, exactly. Okay. Obit, I think, is the word you're groping for.
Oh, yes.
As in obituary, yes. But you young people, you don't know about death.
No.
And that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
You make me feel good.
Okay. I think he's still alive. I haven't heard he's died. He was on Ben Casey. He was always an angry man. Hand me that cotton swab, and we'll end this. And it's your fault, head surgeon, and I'll try to rescue this person from your ineptness. He was always pretty nasty, an ugly guy. I would not want to go to him for a visit. He would make me feel worse. Take off your jacket. I'm going to put my stethoscope, and it'll be a cold stethoscope. I'm putting it up against your chest, and I'm going to listen to your heart. Okay? Now, shut up. That was the kind of doctor he was. He didn't have great bedside manners, I don't think.
But he got lots of money.
No, but it was kind of, he showed up on some other shows as a guest, and as himself, he was a very gentle, very nice man. You were waiting for him to yell at the host. Take off your jacket. I'm going to check you out too, Johnny Carson, or whatever. Anyway, that Ben Casey ran for 5 seasons in the 60s. Now, the clue there is the 60s, so maybe that gives you an idea of the age range he's in. Let's start with you, Jeannie. What do you think?
say 76.
Okay, now if Jack Hart were here, he'd say that's the spirit or something of that nature. Okay. Let's see. Kathleen, what do you say?
62.
And Tom?
79
for Vince Edwards. Incidentally, Vince Edwards' name. Okay, see, now I don't have this in one source, but I have it in the other source. That's why I always check my sources, several of the sources. His real name, his full name was Vincent Edward Zoino, C-O-I-N-O. Zoino, that's a pretty name. We should never have changed that. We didn't really change it, I guess. He just used his middle name and added an S to it. And it spells mother. Thank you. Now, I'm sorry, who did I ask the last one? Tom said 79. Sid, what do you think?
I'll say 73, Norm.
73, okay. And Cheryl, what do you think?
I'll say 64.
64. Okay. Actually, he's only 67. Not that 64 is older than 67, but I'm thinking of Tom and Jeannie and Sid, yeah, who all guess way up in the 70s.
I don't know who he is.
Yeah, and Tom guessed 79.
Yeah, I was just...
Well, if you think he's surly in the Ben Casey series, well, he would be surly with you.
Yeah.
You call me 79, I'm going to amputate your toes.
If it was a woman, it would be worse.
That sounds like a stereotype. Okay, actually, Cheryl said 64, so she came the closest. Yes, yeah, she was just 3 years off. So now three people have won one, Cheryl, Jeannie, and Sid. How about Doc Severinsen? We all know Doc Severinsen. Do you have any idea what his first name is? I don't know whether they called him Doc because he was a... Maybe it was maybe there's no reason why they called him Doc. It's just somebody called him that and it stuck. Or whether he actually studied to be a doctor. Or whether he was a PhD in music or something. But in any event, his first name was Carl. I never knew that. Carl Doc Severinsen, on The Tonight Show for a lot of years, from 1967 to 1992. Before that, with Charlie Barnett and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestras, he was a fine trumpet player. When I had a jazz show, I used to play a lot of his things. And that was, 67... Yeah, I guess he was already on The Tonight Show by that point. But I thought he made a lot of albums just with his own name and just with his own, not with the NBC orchestra, but just playing great trumpet, a fine musician. Anyway, Doc Severinsen, we'll start with you, Cheryl. What do you think?
63.
Cheryl says 63. Okay. And what do you say, Jeannie?
72.
And Sid, what do you think?
I'll go with 70, Norm.
Okay, 70. And let's see, Kathleen?
71.
Kathleen is such a pretty name. I used to go, I went with a girl for a little while named Kathleen. She was adorable. I bumped into her recently, and she's married to somebody, obviously. I was going to tell his name, but there's no point in that.
What happened to Jeannie?
I never went with a girl named Jeannie. Oh, Jeannie, no.
She let me out of the bottle tonight.
I bet you've been using that joke for a lot of years.
I know what a joke.
Oh, I see. Do that again. That is so sweet and adorable. Let's go have lunch sometime, okay? And you can do that. Tom, what do you think? How old is Doc Severinsen?
73.
73, okay. Yeah, Kathleen was a twin, but not identical twin. And I forget what her sister's name was, but I thought she was so cute. We were in a rumble seat together once during a raging snowstorm, and that was so nice. Do any of you ever sat in a rumble seat?
Nope, years ago.
Well, I know years ago. They have made rumble seats for years. But that was kind of nice. It was like the trunk of a car, except it opened the other way so you could sit in there.
Right.
And you'd have to have a blanket. And if you were with somebody you liked on a cold night, I mean, you had to cuddle, otherwise you'd freeze to death. So it was a great excuse. It's kind of funny. In those days, that seemed great. To me now, it seems like a nightmare.
They were the great days.
Oh, those were the great days. You're one of those old poops,
yeah.
Eh? One of the old poops says those were the great days.
Yeah.
Yes. No, those were not the great old days. Any day that you're alive is a great day.
Every day is a good day.
Hey, now you're coming around to our way of thinking. Do you know Giancarlo Menotti? He hasn't been in the news or creating anything for a lot of years, but at one time he did a lot of interesting things. He did. He won the Pulitzer Prize for operas, The Consul, The Saint of Bleecker Street, several others, American style operas, even though he's from Italy originally. He wrote his stuff in English, and so I think of them as American operas. Giancarlo Menotti, and he is still alive. I hadn't realized that. How about, let's see, you, Tom, what do you think? Giancarlo Menotti. That's kind of tough, I know, if you haven't been around.
Did we establish the age of Mr. Severinsen? Was that?
No, we did not.
Okay.
We did not. I skipped right past
it. I wasn't sure if I had a memory lapse.
No, I had a memory lapse. So he's 69.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's see. I think Kathleen may have got that. She said 71. Let me see if anybody's... No, wait a minute. Sid said 70. So he was closer, 70, and nobody said 68. So actually, Sid won that. Sid, I'm sorry.
Congratulations,
nearly went right over your head there.
I'm sorry, too, Norm. I didn't mean to win that one.
No, because you understand. No. The thing is that if either Tom or Sid, since they work for WBZ, wins, in our rule book, it says very clearly.
You get nothing.
Very clearly, they get nothing.
Well,
and this way, I've got all this clutter around my house I can't even get rid of.
You get nothing, darling.
No, so I want one of you to win that so I can send you the junk and get it out of my house, for heaven's sakes.
We're trying.
Okay. Okay, Giancarlo Menotti. Okay. What do you think? Who did I ask?
Me. You
asked
me.
I asked you first. Okay.
Yeah. I'll say 64.
64. Okay, and Cheryl, what do you think?
I have no idea who you're talking about, but I'll guess 66.
No, that's a good age if you don't know who we're talking about. Okay. Jeannie, what do you think?
I don't know who he is either, but I'll say 60.
That's funny. When I was young, he was very well known because he was carving out new kind of roles in American opera. Kathleen, what do you say?
I don't know who he is either. I'll say 63.
Well, it'd be awful if Giancarlo Menotti were listening, wouldn't he? Could hear these comments. I thought I was
we
a big name.
I remember.
I guess.
Heard of him.
Yeah. Sid, what do you think?
I'm just as in the dark here as everybody else, Norm. I'll say 59.
59, okay. Mm. Actually, Giancarlo Menotti is 85. So none of you were within a prayer, even a spitting distance of this distinguished man. But the closest would have been Cheryl, who said 66. She's the closest, even though she's 19 years off. What a paddle, huh?
Wow.
This is intense.
Yeah, this is intense. This is kind of a pre-Olympic thing. You know, somebody's going to have to, we're going to have to get a team together to go to the Olympic Games in Atlanta this year. Because they're going to have a dumb birthday game.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of the new things there.
And a compilation album that you're working on too, isn't that something that's up and coming?
Well, we're doing the best of the best of the dumb birthday
yes.
games. Yeah, that's in the works.
Right.
We're so pleased about that. Yeah. Jessica Hahn, you know Jessica Hahn, that name? Involved in the Jim Baker scandal.
Oh, yep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Her celebrity centerfold video was Playboy's fastest selling and highest charting video ever. Well, Jessica Hahn, kind of how quickly you forget, she was a very well-known person for about 4 minutes in the Jim Baker, and poor Jim Baker suddenly disappeared from sight, and now his former wife has just divorced another husband.
I wouldn't feel too bad for him.
Yeah,
I wouldn't feel too bad for me. That's an ugly. That whole family is. I mean, they're not the kind of people you want to be living next door to you.
All she did was cry. Remember?
What's that?
All she did was cry with that makeup of hers.
Well, she apparently still wears the heavy makeup. She puts it on with some kind of a trowel. I think she uses a trowel. Yeah.
They can't be.
Oh, she's about the most unappealing woman I think I've ever seen in my life.
Ooh, that's
next to
nice.
Next to an ad of mine, but whose name I will not reveal. No, but I mean that's true, is it not? You know, I mean, she wouldn't have been that unappealing, I think, if she'd not used all that makeup. That just ruined everything. Or maybe not. Maybe under that, she's even uglier. Could be. Anyway, Jessica Hahn. Kathleen, what do you think?
38,
okay. And what do you think, Cheryl?
I'll say 34.
And where do you think Jessica Hahn is today?
She's probably married and rich.
She may be unmarried and poor.
Yeah, maybe.
We don't really know. Hardcover, one of those things, one of those programs, may have made. Sure, you should be doing a feature on, you know, whatever happened to and bring back some of these people. Well,
that's
maybe
a heck of a way to get your name in the news.
Who said that? Is that you, Cheryl?
Yes.
I want to tell you that you're something else. So just be quiet. Jeannie, what do you think?
36.
Okay, Tom?
I'll say 37.
37, okay. And what did you say, Sid?
I'll say 39, Norm.
Okay, you'll say 39. The man who said 37 is exactly right, and that man was Tom Howie and his RCA Bluebird recording arm.
I was fearful I wasn't going to get on the board tonight.
No, but you did. You did.
Sweating.
Yeah, the only person who has not scored at all is Kathleen. And I want to make that public. I'm calling a news conference immediately. And you'll be featured. I was trying to think of one of one of those shows. Pierre Cardin, the fashion designer, his birthday is today also, July 7th. Pierre Cardin, fashion designer from Italy, designer of clothes, watches, and cologne. That's pretty varied stuff. That's pretty nice. Yeah, and let's see. It's kind of hard to, I know, guess the age of a fashion designer, and I have no clues as to when he invented or designed what. But we'll start with Sid Whitaker. And ask Sid how old he thinks Pierre Cardin would be today.
Pierre Cardin.
Cardin. What's that? Say that again.
That's my 3 years of French in high school, Norm.
let me hear you say that again.
I like that.
It sounded like a throat disease, didn't it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, excuse me there. I'll go with 84, Norm.
84.
Yeah.
84 for Pierre Cardin, or can you say that in French? 84?
Let me see. Well, I can count up to 60. No.
What did you say? 4 years? You took French for 4 years, and you can't even say 84 in French?
Well, I failed it twice. So. can't remember 84. No, I can't.
Well, I can't either. So what am I faking that? Tom, what do you think?
Let's see. I'm not really sure. I have no idea, actually. I'll say Pierre Cardin. I'll say 75.
75. Okay. And Jeannie?
77.
Jeannie says 77. Setante-sei. See, I can't say it in French, but I thought I'd try it in Italian. Since he is... No, he's not Italian. He's Pierre Cardin. Cheryl, what do you think?
66, I have no idea.
66, I have no idea. Kathleen?
74.
74? I have no idea. 74 is exactly right.
Boy.
Yay!
So Kathleen now has won victory. Okay, we're getting near the end of this game, but we have one more to go. Although we have lots of time. Just to review, we have Cheryl and Sid, both have two apiece. And one from Kathleen, one from Jeannie, and one from Tom. So anybody can, on this next round, if we get a tie, we'll have to keep going. Joe Spano, S-P-A-N-O, before you say, Joe was on Hill Street Blues. He played, it says, a hostage negotiator, Lieutenant Goldblum. Let me see, I'm trying to think of which character that was. I loved the Hill Street Blues, but I can't remember which character he was. I know he was Lieutenant Goldblum, but I can't picture that. Any of you picture Lieutenant Goldblum on Hill Street Blues?
Nope.
Oh, no. Yeah. We're
trying to visualize.
Yeah, we have kind of a deadly panel today. No, I can't. I remember the name, and I remember at Hill Street Blues, but I can't put them together. Let's start with Jeannie. What do you think?
I'd say 48.
48. Okay. And Kathleen?
50.
50. And Cheryl?
46.
Say that again?
46.
I just love the way you say 46. 46. Okay. And Tom?
52.
Tom says 52. And what do you say, Sid?
Go with 49, Norm.
Okay. He's actually 50.
Oh.
So Kathleen got that, and that means there's a three-way tie now. Well, this is really something.
This is exciting.
Oh, this is exciting.
The tension mounts.
Oh, you can just feel it. You can feel the sparkles. The sparkles.
Yeah.
Okay, I better give you another one then. We'll see if we can't break the tie. Let me see. Who else could have been born on this day that we could talk about? You know the name of Charlie? Pardon me?
How about me?
Is today your birthday?
No. I got another couple of months.
Then be quiet.
I will.
Okay. No, Charlie, is it Louvin, L-O-U-V-I-N, a country and western singer, born Charlie Loudermilk? He has a hit. His hit was I Don't Love You Anymore. He recorded that in 1964, and he was in the film Music City, USA. You all know Charlie Loudermilk?
No, never heard of him.
Never heard of him, eh? Okay.
I know the son, but I don't know him.
Yeah. No, and I think we'll have to go with him because I don't have that many more names of people, well-known people born on this date. So we'll try him, Charlie Loudermilk, L-O-U-V-I-N again. And let's start with you, Sid. What do you think? Charlie
Loudermilk. I don't have any idea here.
No, I wouldn't blame you.
I'll go right in the middle, Norm. I'll just say 45.
What is that in the middle of?
Well, it's kind of, he's not too young and he's not too old. You know, it's kind
of. Middle of life.
Oh, I
exactly.
See.
I see. Right.
Okay. Tom, what do you think?
I'll say 48.
48. That's right in the middle, kind of the middle too. So,
yeah.
And a little beyond the middle, but sort of the middle. And Jeannie? 50. You don't mince words, do you, Jeannie? Do you do that at parties and everything? And you wrench yourself out?
I do a strip number, too.
You do a what?
A strip number.
I don't do
everything.
You take off your clothes while you're making those funny mouth noises? Boy, that is really erotic. That just drives me crazy, just the thought of it.
Oh, honey.
Oh, you must have a lovely throat. Cheryl, how old do you think whoever we're talking is?
I'll guess 55.
55? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Okay, Kathleen?
44.
44. Okay. Actually, Charlie Lovin is 69.
Oh,
he's a lot older than any of you thought.
Wow.
So the closest would have been, I think, Cheryl's at 55. That's the oldest. And that's 14 years off. But that means that Cheryl is the big winner, because that kind of breaks the tie, and she has three correct answers. Are you excited by that, Cheryl?
Oh, yes.
I was hoping you'd say that, even if you didn't mean it.
That was good guesses.
They were good guesses. You did okay. And even the other ones that you guessed were not that far off, even the ones you missed.
Well, that's good.
So I think
something right.
I'm going to suggest to the coach that you remain in the pre-Olympics tryouts, because I think we ought to send you to Atlanta.
I think my kids would miss me.
No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
They probably have
I'd
parties.
I'd miss them.
No, oh, you'd miss them. That's a different thing. But they'd have parties and everything, and probably tear the house apart.
No, they're too young.
How old are your children?
11, 8, and 15.
11, 8, and 15.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to list them chronologically.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah. The 15-year-old one, I would think, would love to see you go and have a party. Is that a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Yeah.
And two girls.
Yeah, but the 15-year-old one is a boy. No, he could make use of the house when you're away.
Oh, he knows better.
What do you mean by that?
Not to. Because his dad will be around.
Oh, that's right, too. You wouldn't take the dad, would you? Oh, then maybe we had better watch out for you down in Atlanta all by yourself. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Anybody know? Anyway, I want to thank you all for being part of this. And Cheryl, if you would just hang in there so that Tom can take your name and address, and we'll send out a bunch of junk to you. Won't that be fun?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, just hold on just a little bit, and he'll take the call off the line.
Okay. Good night. Good morning, I should say.
Okay, Kathleen, thank you very, very much for playing the game with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Norm.
Okay, and that goes for you too, Jeannie.
Oh, thanks a million.
Okay, and of course, Sid, thank you very much, and we'll be looking for your report in about 15 minutes.
Well, if you happen to find it, let me know, Norm. But
I thought you might have an update on that raccoon.
It's still running around down there. So if you see any sign of him, let me know, please.
If anybody sees any sign of any kind of traffic, would you let Sid know? For the poor soul is obviously suffering down there.
Star 1030 on your cell phone. The BZ Cell 1 phone for us.
We do have do we mention that phone number very often? I know we...
I don't think we do. I don't hear it very often. It seems to be the kind of thing that gets passed word of mouth, I guess. But, of course, the more people that know, the better. So.
No, I would think so, because you must depend certain times of the day and all of that when somebody's spots some kind of a traffic problem to call that number. But we never hardly ever mention it. I kind of have the feeling most people are not even aware of it. So what do they do if somebody sees a traffic problem? They call toll free, I guess.
That's right. That is a free call on your cellular phone. And if you come across something, a breakdown or an accident or work crew or something like that you think we ought to know about, pick up the phone and just dial star 1030, and it gets you right through to us, and then we can get it out.
Okay, star 1030.
That's right.
Excellent. Hey, thank you very much, Sid.
Norm, thank you.
Okay. And let's see, the time is 3:51, and you're tuned to WBZ. We'll take some more calls, because we'll be around for about another half hour or so. Okay, I see what I'm doing now is putting my stuff in order here. Thank you just so darn much.
WBZ's Neil Chayette has moved.
Moved to a new time, that is.
This is Neil Chayette. Join me at a new time for Looking at the Law Live, Sunday morning at 10. We'll help you with your legal problems, pre-legal problems, and life problems.
Looking at the Law Live
with attorney Neil Chayette. Spending Sunday morning with Neil Chayette on WBZ News Radio. Is there really any better way to be looking at the law? Join Neil Chayette for Looking at the Law Live. Looking at the Law Live, Sunday morning at 10 on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Okay, we'll take some calls now. If you'd care to give me a buzz, I'd love to talk with you about most any subject you may have in mind. The phone number is 617-254-1030, and that would be nice. WBZ's extended AccuWeather forecast from Jim Kosek. Some cloudiness throughout the rest of the night with lows 66. And during the coming day, Sunday, clouds, some sun, little cooler than Saturday, high 79. Mostly cloudy Sunday night with a chance of a shower, low 68. Monday, during the day, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a chance of a thunderstorm, highs 83 degrees. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, couple of showers and a thunderstorm, high temperature would be 80 degrees. Red Sox lost. And like that, we'll tell you some more sports a little bit later on, or then again, maybe never. I don't know. But do give me a call, 254-1030, area code 617. It's 353 right now. Let me run through the lottery numbers, okay, and then we'll take some calls. Massachusetts Daily Lottery, 4708. The Massachusetts Megabucks, 1, 4, 25, 28, 32, and 40.
That one was a real barn burner. Whoosh! Well, without further ado, closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For the Massachusetts State Lottery, consolation prizes, water pistols and Halloween masks, Richard Starkey, Rory Storm and the Hurricanes, obituaries, and obituaries, putting eye makeup on with a trowel, having no idea what you're talking about. Carl Stevens, Neil Chayette, Sid Whitaker, Tom Howie, and the Rumble Seat Romeo himself, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.